And this time on Culture File, the rush online, as spaces for performances and even exhibitions in our brick and blood world were curtailed by the pandemic, artists and performers of all sorts looked to the internet as a vital replacement space. Early efforts were urgent experiments, but after 6 months, what have we learned about offering experiences online? I issued a Zoom invite to Jennifer O'Mara, a lecturer in film studies at TCD, to join me in some live streams.
Well, it happened quite rapidly. It happened sort of overnight, where you saw particularly musicians and theatre practitioners move online very suddenly and try to adapt to that in terms of people filming often themselves at home and filming themselves through Zoom or different digital platforms and trying to adapt their work to make it work for a screen-based medium. So everything becoming filtered through particular camera angles or the space in front of the camera suddenly being very important to everyone, seeing what's in shot, what's out of shot, and also having to adapt to sound-related challenges.
What struck me instantly as people did try to do their work online is that a lot of the language seemed to be derived from places where they already lived. So a singer would go online, but it would become very much a performance was like a video conference or a TikTok story, and people's work was sort of being crowbarred into those kind of formats.
Definitely. People were working with the existing platforms. And as you say, in terms of, say, TikTok or Instagram, that they were making very short videos often. They were using often filters. They were kind of superimposing text or graphics onto the screen, the ones that the site made very easy to kind of add. So you were getting that sense of this merging of what the performance might have been like in a different time and then how it was being remediated basically for the COVID time and using whatever platforms we had at that time, at that point.
Place where I often get stuck is that there already is a kind of an audiovisual language where things are pre-recorded. There's cinema, there's television, and as you say, there are various websites. But there's this other thing where we are all together in a place, and that has its own forms, its own language. And they're not necessarily completely compatible. One of the basic things is we're not in the room together, and being in the room together is the premium on those kind of experiences.
That kind of sense of communal sharing of experiences has obviously been missing, and the idea of everyone sort of sitting in their own home, in their own space, while there are benefits to it, I think people did miss that sense of being able to monitor other people's reactions. And so you saw different strategies that people were using, whether it's sort of live tweeting things as they're watching or with the so-called co-video parties where people were watching an agreed film at an agreed time and commenting live again on that to get a sense of shared experience that I think is important. And it's something people look forward to maybe as much as, you know, the theatre or the musical performance itself, but that sense of atmosphere that comes with it.
And I mean, it seemed to be almost what was ignored immediately, in that people thought if they just presented in front of you at a certain moment, like the contemporaneity of it would deliver the essence of presence, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think it's really drawn attention to the value of things like editing in terms of film and TV and other screen media, the idea of getting rid of the kind of dead time and the importance of changing angles in order to create a more dynamic atmosphere. And all of that is lost, of course, when you have someone just live streaming. You're basically going back to early cinema in terms of having a fixed camera and no movement and just a long take. All the things that were initially criticized about filmmaking, and that was a necessity because of the size of the cameras and the big sound recording equipment that meant you couldn't move things around. And everyone has kind of been forced back into that model.
Culture Night was one of the big nights where this kind of came into incredible focus, in that this is the night in which we are all supposed to get out into the streets and be mingling at various cultural events. And so then that was pretty much off the cards. But some people did interventions that seemed quite interesting to find a way to make a local community art centre have some kind of vitality, even when it's closed. And I think one of the things we were looking at was Carlo Visual, where they had a sort of a compilation album of video art pieces which were recorded, filmed specifically for this event.
This was an interesting one. As you say, it was very much like some kind of variety show. So there was 7 different works by 8 artists. So some of them were kind of working together, and a lot of them were filmed or recorded anyway in the space of Visual in Carlo. So it was a kind of mixture of a few short films, some musical performances, some spoken word, some dance sequences, and quite a few of them were a kind of merging of different formats.
I was particularly taken with Toby Omoteso's piece, where the videographer and the dancer were working together, and that gave it a little extra life.
Yeah, definitely. And there was a few moments in that where that really came into focus. For example, at one point, it kind of creates a break when he moves towards the camera and sort of puts his hand over it. And then when he removes it, it's in a darkened space. So yeah, it was quite dynamic. And there was that sense of using the camera and he's sort of responding to it at this.
Because sometimes that seems to be what's missing from these online performances, is that in that piece, we watching it were really brought into it and kind of implicated as the eye that was watching. Where sometimes it's a performance that's just happening and there's a camera there.
Yeah, and I think creating something quite dynamic for the screen is a challenge that a lot of theatre practitioners, dancers, musicians are facing. And maybe having to learn very quickly about things like camera angles and shot lengths and what works and what doesn't in order to keep audiences engaged. I think people's attention spans, particularly when watching performances online, can be shorter.
In the present moment, what's missing from all of these online performances is us, is the audience. And there's always that funny moment where somebody, and it happened quite a few times in the Visual pieces, that somebody finishes and maybe they're waiting. And you can imagine a lifetime's of stage training. They're waiting for some sort of appreciation. It seems that aspect of letting us head into their space is not really being exploited.
Yeah, and I imagine for performers, that lack of applause is probably forcing them to live through maybe some of their worst fears. One thing I noticed when I was watching it, it was streaming live on YouTube, and so you were able to see the comments. I imagine it's probably good for the events organizers and the artists to actually get a sense that people are watching and people are listening, and that, you know, all of this work isn't just going to remain online, but, you know, not be viewed.
Jennifer O'Mara there, and Jennifer will be back to review more online experiences in a fortnight's time.